She fills the cup until the mellow yellow starts dripping from the rim. Freshman Marika Wood is at UNC's Lenoir Dining Hall.
There's a lot of stuff to choose from here. A lot of stuff.
She sets her soda down and picks up a plate. She starts by ordering a burger.
No onions, please. Thank you.
Then walks over to the hot bar.
Can I have potatoes, please?
And finishes off at the dessert table.
Oh no, all the mocha tarts are out. I think I'm just gonna get 2 chocolate chip cookies.
Wood says sometimes she's wary of overeating, that the all-you-can-eat meals at the dining halls don't exactly encourage moderation.
My mom was super worried about me getting the freshman 15. She was like, you need to watch what you eat all the time, like, go work out, you know, you don't want to be those girls.
As she scrapes the last potatoes from her plate, Wood admits that she obsessively worked out during the first few weeks of college to, well, not be one of those girls. But according to Ohio State University research scientist Jay Zagorski, it should be the least of her concerns.
The odds of you gaining 15 pounds or more are relatively small. The freshman 15 is actually a myth. It's really the freshman 3 1/4.
Zagorski co-authored a study published in the journal Social Science Quarterly. It found that the typical female first-year college student gains just 3 pounds. The typical male gains 3.5. And 1/4 of freshmen actually lose weight. The researchers studied more than 7,000 young men and women nationwide who reported their height and weight every year since 1997.
A typical person who went to college gained only about 0.5 pound more than someone with the same characteristics who didn't go to college. So it's really not college that's driving the weight gain. It's people aging.
But that's not to say that some students don't come home to mom and dad a bit heavier than before. 10% of freshmen gained 15 pounds. And it usually comes down to one reason, heavy drinking. UNC nutrition professor Cynthia Bullock.
Whereas you might be really wise about your food choices when you're not drinking, sometimes when you're drinking, that clarity disappears and it can lead you to eat more unhealthy foods.
Over at UNC's gym, Wood says she doesn't drink much, but thinks that all the mellow yellows and burgers have added up. So she hops on a scale.
I weigh 161.2. Now, and before school, I weighed between 160 and 165.
So you really haven't gained or lost any weight?
No, I have not.
The study reminds freshmen like Wood to focus on health and not on a little number on the scale or on a tired urban legend. In Chapel Hill, I'm Rima Crace.